This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Wildman. Welcome to our program. Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Weather's pretty decent, at least inside the building. Looking forward to some learning, becoming betterer, smarterer.
And more
awesomer.
Awesomer. Yeah. Which is a word you invented.
I invented all three of those, I think.
Did you get your patent letter back?
No, I haven't. But I have heard. I have heard from my high school history teacher, though. I mean, English teacher.
Awesomer is not a word.
Betterer, smarterer. None of those apparently are words. But that's the whole point of inventing them. isn't it?
You helped a lot of people out in Scrabble. You know, they're going to get. They're going to get some extra points, and then they're going to have. Call Ed Vitagliano to see if this is an award.
It's on radio. It's got to be true.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, sits across the way. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Great to be here.
How are you, sir?
Blessed. Blessed, blessed.
All right. If you want to watch this show, you can go to Facebook and log in there. Just type in today's issues, and we're live video streaming the show. Or YouTube. Walker's got a setup on YouTube as well, so you can watch today's issues on YouTube. A couple of ground rules, or maybe just one. If you've called in and gotten on this program in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a four-week waiting period between calls for the trivia show because it's so popular. It's so popular that we have too many people call in that we can get on the program. We get as many calls on as we can. The phone number to call in and ask us a trivia question and or, I said and slash or, answer one of ours. We appreciate if you'd answer and ask. The phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Now, there will be one question when answered correctly. You will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and you will know then that you have won yourself a AFR Trivia Friday t-shirt, which we are now holding up. For all those watching on YouTube and Facebook, you will receive a free Trivia Friday t-shirt just for answering that mystery question correctly.
Not too much to ask.
I don't think so. Ed, if people want to just outright buy one of these and wear them proudly this summer, what do they need to do?
Well, then they need to go to afastore.net, Tim, okay. And they can order one. They are $15 a piece. We think that's reasonably priced for such a beautiful t-shirt, plus it helps the ministry. And you can order yourself one or more of those t-shirts at afastore.net.
It's a Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt, and it has our images on there. Would you call them images?
Yeah, caricatures, I guess.
I don't think they're graven, though, are they?
No. I don't think they're graven. Huh?
So our cartoon.
Yes, kind of. And we have mentioned this t-shirt is bulletproof. We have run over them before with bulldozers.
Yeah.
No damage at all.
No kidding.
No damage to the bulldozer?
Either to the bulldozer or the t-shirt. They're fireproof. Mm-hmm. So $15, that's a pretty good price for a t-shirt like that.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Where does that originate
Did you give the number
from?
Out already?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Get this show on the road.
All right,
would that be a circus or a fair?
Get this show on the road. Well, I know my dad used to say it all the time. Yeah, we're going to see relatives. Let's get this show on the road.
It might have been Vaudeville, or it could have been the circus or something, you know?
Yeah.
Load up the train and get this show on the road. Greatest show on earth.
All right, Ed, give us your three questions.
All right, thank you, Tim. Here are my three questions for our students who are listening, spellbound by the phone, by the radio, waiting to call in. Here's the first one. It is for those of you who like to cook. This is from a listener last week. Who made the suggestion? Here's the question. Lard and Crisco are the same thing. Is that true or false?
Yeah, we did have that. I brought that up.
Yeah, we had something to do with lard and Crisco, so I'm just asking today.
I know lard and fatback are two different things. You know, we learned that last week, too. I thought I knew that, but.
Yeah. Let's not go too far into.
Into the cooking world?
Well, you don't want to answer my question.
Oh, here. Okay, I got you.
But that doesn't really answer it, but I just wanted to make sure.
Right, stop continue. Right there?
Yes, that kind of thing. All right, second question, Bible question. In the Old Testament, what was the name of the mountain that was called the Mountain of God? What was the name of the mountain that was called the Mountain of God? Third question, what is the New York City mayor's residence called? It has a famous name. What is the New York City mayor's residence called? New York City. Get a rope.
Okay.
Here's what I've got. Which four U.S. states start with the letter W? Which four U.S. states start with the letter W? Second question, Black Corinth, Concord, and Thompson Seedless are varieties of what fruit? Black Corinth, Concord, and Thompson Seedless are varieties of what fruit? Hmm. And I've got
a model car.
It really does. And then
Concord.
That's
toothless what? What'd you say? You said seedless.
Yes, seedless. No,
seedless Thompson.
The Black Corinth,
yeah.
Great gas mileage.
Yeah.
Man, that thing would fly down the road. Concord. And then that Thompson seedless, you could be the only kid in your neighborhood driving one of those, put the sunroof down. Man, what is that? That's a Thompson seedless. Drove it right off the showroom floor. No, there are varieties of what fruit? And then this true or false question. First version is going to be a little long, but I'll shorten it from here on. But here's my true or false question.
Mm-hmm.
In 1985, after a bad call from the umpire, 83-year-old organist Wilbur Snap played three blind mice at a Phillies game. Not amused, the umpire pointed up at Mr. Snap and ejected him from the game. Is that true or false?
What are we hearing? What's this background music?
Three blind mice. Three blind mice.
So that's what he played at the game, you're asking?
On the organ, yeah. So he got an organist at a Phillies game got ejected by the umpire. Is that true or false?
I don't know if it's true or false, but if it was going to happen, it had happened in Philadelphia.
Well, a lot of details. So part of my thing of throwing people off, I put a lot of fake details into the question. Mm-hmm. So it may be true, it may be false.
All right.
All right, here are my three questions. There are more chickens in the world than people. Is that true or false, to borrow from JJ? Is that true or false? There are more chickens in the world than people. Is that true or false? Number two.
I know chickens are smarter than some of the people who are on the earth. I can tell you that.
Number two, even with their head cut off.
We talking about the people or the chickens?
Well,
chickens. Now we're starting to get morbid.
All right. Number two, a Bible question. Luke wrote a gospel and the book of Acts. That is a fact.
Yes.
Jack. And both were addressed to the same man. What was his name? Who was the man that Luke addressed the gospel and the book of Acts to?
Good question.
Number three, how old do you have to be to become president of the United States?
Good question.
How old do you have to be to become president of the United States? All right, let's get this
show on the road.
Ed.
All right. Well, we go to Virginia, and I think Tatia, I think, is the name. Did I get your name right?
Yes, it's Katya.
Katya or Tatia?
Katya.
Oh, Katya. Okay. All right. Yeah. I think you've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I remember your name. Didn't do a very good job pronouncing it, but I remembered it. Well, Katya, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The W states question.
Here's the question, Katya. Which four U.S. states start with the letter W?
Wisconsin, Wyoming, Washington, and West Virginia.
Wow. Nicely done.
Good job.
Way to start us out. Correct answer right out of the chute. Hey, what's your question for us?
It's about a poet. Who was the first internationally recognized U.S. poet?
the first internationally recognized U.S. poet.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, okay?
Yeah, so don't say yes or no.
Now, remember, Mark Twain was the first internationally recognized rap artist, but that's a whole different thing. And that was, he was so far ahead of his time, nobody really appreciated it.
Right. This name comes to me, but I don't know why. Because off the top of my head, I don't know the answer. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
And if you want to go with Emerson, I'm going to go with Longfellow.
Serenade.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Just give us.
But I think that may
Ralph
be
true. Waldo Emerson.
I'm going to go with Emerson.
Yeah.
Walden Pond and all that. Is he a poet? I knew he was an existentialist.
Who is Smith Wigglesworth?
Oh, he was a preacher.
Yeah. Okay, well,
I'm going with Longfellow.
We got Longfellow and Emerson on the board there, Katya. Either any of us close?
No, it's his last name is Bryant.
Bryant?
What's his first name?
Yes. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and recite one of his poems, if you will. So we, get a flavor of his work.
Do you know when he wrote?
At night, most of them.
After work.
19th century.
Okay, so 1800s. That was the first we had?
Tim's answer to that question. The guy with 4th of July coming up, the dad was trying to take advantage of a learning, teaching moment. He asked his son, where did the signers sign the Declaration of Independence, and his son said, "At the bottom,
the bottom of the letter, Dad. Come on,
Ralph."
All right, Katya, do you have the answer? What the first name of the poet was?
Yes, I do. William Cullen Bryant.
Oh, William Cullen Bryant. Now that sounds familiar.
Wait, if you're going to be a internationally renowned poet, you're going to have three names.
Three names.
Yeah, don't you think?
Well, didn't he
you can't be like Bill Jones?
Right.
Nobody's going to respect. I mean, with all due respect to all the Bill Jones listening to us.
You can't have just like one name like Cher.
No.
I mean, that's not for poets.
My name wouldn't work. Your name
wouldn't
work.
And if you got like two initials, that goes a long way in being a writer or a poet. If it was Bill E.W. Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. They say, oh, I'm going to read his work.
Didn't he turn out to be a politician too, Katya? William Cullen Bryant?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Way to go on getting your answer correct and stump the panel.
Ralph Waldo Emerson, the name I threw out there, which was what popped to mind. He lived from 1803 to 1882, and he was an essayist, a lecturer, a philosopher, and a poet.
Hmm.
And he led what's called the Transcendental Movement.
That's what it was, not existential.
Poet. Did he know it?
What?
He was a poet, but
what
didn't
is that?
Know
what
it.
Is that? Is that transcendental meditation? What is that?
Well, transcendentalists, no. It may, that kind of meditation might have come out of that.
Yeah.
But transcendentalism was a whole movement in the
mid to late 1800s. He helped lay the tracks to the railroad from the East Coast to the West, and they drove that golden spike in Provost, Utah.
He got the show on the road,
they got the show on the road after the railroad went all the way across the transcendental.
Transcendental.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Louisiana.
Oh, man.
And Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning to the professors. It's good to be in summer school.
Hey.
Summer school,
that's right.
Summer school.
Man, I think that's the first time anybody's ever echoed those words. It's good to be in summer school. We're going to have to call the Guinness folks. We might be able to get you in the Guinness Book of World Records, Keith.
That's right.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Keith?
I believe I'm going to try both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
Since I was going to do the other one with the W states, I'm going to tackle the age to be a president. Is that right?
All right. Yeah.
Yes, that is the question. How old do you have to be to become president of the United States, Keith?
I believe it's 35.
35 years old.
Nice.
That is correct.
Nice.
Keith, are you old enough to run for president?
Oh, no, sir. I got about 3 more years.
Oh, okay. 32.
Keep those standards high, buddy.
Now,
watch for you.
Was Kennedy the youngest?
I think up until Clinton, I think he was the youngest.
Right, I think so.
Oh, Clinton was younger than
Clinton
Kennedy?
Was a little bit younger.
Okay. Did not know that. Interesting.
But I think Kennedy became the youngest when he was elected.
Yeah.
Good. Great job, Keith. You have a question for us?
Yes, sir. There's a there's a river in South Louisiana called the Atchafalaya River. Mm-hmm. It's said to be deeper than the Mississippi River in certain parts. Is that true or false?
What's the name of the river in South Louisiana?
The Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya?
That's easy for you to say, Keith. Hey, I'm going to say true, just by the way he worded it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with true. Mm. What do you say? What do you say, Tim?
That's true.
It is true.
It is 100%
true.
I wonder how deep it is. Do you know?
I don't know, but it's said to be deeper than the Mississippi River.
Well, if it's like you say, I bet there are things in there that are dangerous to human beings.
I think they film a show.
They got catfish bigger than us.
I bet there
are. Don't they have a show called Swamp People where they do that down in South Louisiana? They follow them around as they go out in the swamp and so forth.
Kill or be killed?
I believe it's in probably around New Orleans or something, probably.
Dangerous. Hey, Keith, these people that do the noodling and reaching down in those hollow logs and things and pulling
noodling.
Out a big 40-pound catfish, they have got a stiffer spine than me. There's a lot of things I would do, but I wouldn't get under a pier or get down in a hollow log and grab something that, A, swims for a living,
yeah,
and it weighs half as much as you do, you know, and if it decided to just pull you under.
You don't know. Ed doesn't know what we're talking about.
I do. I always thought it was called grabbling or
it
something.
It might be grabbling, yeah.
Okay. I think it's called two different things, depending on where. Yeah, but they just stick their arm in a hole.
Well, I asked the guy who told me about it. First, when they told me, I said, I don't believe that. I don't believe people do that. They said, and then they're all sitting around and said, yeah, this is down here in the
absolutely
south.
Absolutely.
And I said, well, how do you know it's not a snake?
That's what I'm thinking.
And they said, well,
you just kind of
feel, and then you can tell if it's a snake, and you pull your hand up.
In the words of George Bush, not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Yeah. Not going to do it.
If you pull your arm up and it's not a stub, then it wasn't an alligator. That's how you know.
Not going to do it.
Where is it, dude?
Go ahead, Keith.
Keep going, Keith.
All right.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it, Keith. Have a great weekend.
You know, speaking of summer school, did you ever have to go?
No, we had this conversation. No, I did not, thankfully.
Okay.
But you went, right?
I had to go. In high school, I had to go 1 year.
Boy, that had to stink.
Algebra. Yeah, looking out the window, all of my other buddies.
You've been bitter about algebra ever since.
Yeah.
Well, algebra and me just didn't, we didn't see eye to eye.
To this day, you say algebra is
worthless. I had a teacher, and she was, I may have mentioned this before. If I have already, pretend like you hadn't heard.
There are people listening who have never heard.
Well, I had a teacher that she didn't want to be there either.
In summer school?
Yeah, and she didn't want to be there either.
You don't think about that.
And there was a couple of guys in our class, and they just needled her. And she would just scream out at them. I mean, just like. Yeah, she needed medication. Really. But, I mean, it was kind of the most bizarre thing I've ever been a part of, just sitting in summer school class with a teacher that screamed at students and you know.
And students who were lighting her up.
Oh, they knew how to get her going there.
Wow.
But, anyway.
Yeah. What was her name, Tim?
I'm not going to embarrass her. It's been a long, long time ago, but she's probably out there listening somewhere.
Right.
But,
now, you're talking about being in summer school and look out and see your buddies. But, I got one of the first full-time summer jobs, and too early. I was too young. And all my buddies were playing ball and swimming and everything, and I was working 40 hours a week. And yes, I had money, but I had no life. And when I came home, they were telling me how much fun they had, and I just came home and was so tired.
Besides, how much money can you spend when you're 6 years old? I mean,
it was older than six. But it was I said, man, look at this. I've got a job working in the oil fields in Kentucky, and I was making as much as a grown man, 15 or 16.
Wow. Yeah.
But I was making as much as a grown man, but it's like I missed that summer.
Right.
And all my buddies talked about how much fun they had, and I thought, hey, being an adult, there's a little bit of that stinks. You know?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
Cherokee Pipe and Supply. Let me tell you how long ago this was. The guy sent me to the place to pick up some nitroglycerin. No paperwork, no fingerprints, and I got some nitroglycerin wrapped in some oily brown paper and took it to the job site.
And you drove in a pickup truck,
drove in a pickup truck.
That's the stuff you're taking. You're thinking you're having a heart attack, isn't it?
Well, this is for blasting. Yeah, but it was a jelly roll wrapped in oily.
So what'd you do with it?
We put it in the bottom of a well, put wires on it, and
Wow.
It blew up the well, and we pulled out the pipe to resell the pipe on an oil well.
Is that legal?
It was back in the 70s.
Wow. You know, that's one of those things where you go, you know, most conservatives say, well, we don't need the government regulating everything. Well, there are some things you want the government regulating. And having a 15-year-old kid.
15 or 16-year-old kid.
Nitroglycerin.
Yes. I'd like me some nitroglycerin. Picking this up for Cherokee Pipe and Supply. Sure. Here you go.
Sure, kid. Yeah. I'm going to hand it through the window to my buddies who are at summer school. Nothing good's going to come of that.
It was hard enough, you know, for me in algebra, but nothing much less with a screaming teacher, you know.
And you weren't used to this kind of thing. This is your one and only time.
X time 4 to the MC is what? What is it, people? Hour and a half of that.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, we couldn't hear you.
I take a nice nap
dress.
When I got home. Good night.
Take a nap.
You come in, your mom says, you going to go out and play? Nah, I'm too tired and stressed from summer school.
I am wiped out.
Oh my
All right,
word.
Who we got next?
All right, we go to Ohio. Carolyn's on the line. Carolyn, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both, Carolyn?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
About the Crisco.
All right, good. I knew somebody would jump on this. Here is the question. Lard and Crisco are the same thing. Is that true or false?
It's false.
It is false. You are correct.
All right. What is the
My
difference?
My sources say that lard is from pork fat. Crisco, which is a brand name by Smucker's, is vegetable shortening. I'm not sure what vegetable shortening is or where you get it.
Carolyn might know.
But Crisco is vegetable-based. Lard is pork-based. Do you know where we get vegetable shortening, Carolyn?
Well, it probably would be like peanut oil or that type of a thing from canola oil. I don't know what canola oil comes from, but it must be a plant-based situation of some sort.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of canolas give up their life just for us to be able to
Crisco
to canola eat oil. Crazy food.
So is Crisco healthier than lard?
Well, I think it's supposed. Yes, I think it's supposed to be.
I guess vegetable. I don't know if it's if
Crisco
it's,
still looks like it could clog up something.
Yeah, you're not going to see many people spooning that out and putting it on crackers.
Right. You feel a little weird when you're slapping it down there, two or three spoonfuls of it. Huh?
And you watch it slowly melt.
You're thinking, there goes 5 years right there.
Huh? All right, Carolyn, what's your question for us? Do we have time for that, for her question?
Sure.
All right, Carolyn, what's your question for us?
My question is, what is another name for the book of Isaiah?
Okay, we're talking amongst
ourselves. That's not the weeping prophet or whatever.
No, that's Jeremiah. The gospel of the Old Testament?
Well, it's similar to that. It's a miniature Bible.
Miniature Bible, 66 books?
Yeah, 39 of the Old Testament are judgment, and the 27 are concerning...
The gospel and hope. Okay.
Wow, that's good.
That's
to know.
Great. I love
I
that.
I've never heard that
I
before.
So no, I haven't either. It's called the what? The miniature Bible.
Miniature Bible. Carolyn, we're gonna take a break. Thank you for being on with us. That's a great question. Because it is
now
chapter 40.
That. It's how it's what
it's 66 books, right. Isaiah, just like the Bible.
Right.
First 39 are judgment, the last 27, beginning with chapter 40, I guess would be
point to hope.
Point to hope.
We shall return momentarily. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, we only go to the Holy Land once a year, and that's in March. Last year, we filled up several months in advance. So if you want to go in March of 2019, it's time to look at the details. You can get a brochure from us at 800-FAMILIES, 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your telephone number, or go to twholyland.com, twholyland.com. It's going to be a wonderful time in Israel. We'll go to the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, the Holy City of Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Masada, the Dead Sea, and on the list goes. If you'd like to go with us in March of 2019, all the information is available at twholyland.com. Order a brochure by calling 800-FAMILIES, option 5.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Jalene Hinkle is a professional soccer player. She plays for the North Carolina Courage. Last year, she was called up to play for the U.S. Women's National Team, one of the highest honors in soccer. But Jalene turned down the invitation. She was told she would have to wear a jersey endorsing gay pride. Jalene, who is a person of faith, shared her story on the Christian Broadcasting Network, said it was a tough call to make, but after 3 days of prayer, she knew she was not supposed to wear a gay pride jersey. The rainbow, she said, was a covenant between God and creation. So when it was all said and done, Jalene knew she was doing the right thing by sticking with the North Carolina Courage. She wanted to play soccer, not politics. Now, soccer fans have not been kind to Jalene. She's been booed and heckled and bullied at stadiums across the country. But Jalene remains steadfast in her faith. And that takes courage. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. We'll talk with Dan Gaynor of the Media Research Center about the total regressive freakout on the left over the Supreme Court. We'll also talk with Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project about the vacancy on the Supreme Court and who ought to fill it. Plus, Jim Jordan grills Rod Rosenstein. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
One of the greatest themes ever.
That was my favorite Western. I wasn't a huge Western fan. I know a lot of people were back in the 60s and 70s, but that was my, I guess Western started in the 50s, really.
On television?
Yeah, television.
Well, I think television started in the 50s.
But was that, where did Bonanza rank in your Western?
It's up there in the top two or three. My favorite of all time was The Rifleman.
Yeah.
The Rifleman.
Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors.
Gunsmoke was hugely popular.
My mom loved Gunsmoke. I wasn't a big Gunsmoke fan.
Yeah.
But I really liked I liked Bonanza. That was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Good characters.
Oh yeah,
right there, Michael
Little Joe,
and all those guys. Awesome. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University, and we're about to repeat our questions that appear to four.
Here to four.
Here to four.
Look at this. 33 minutes. Yeah.
Going unanswered.
We've camped out on you being stressed, having to go to summer school, and talking about being stressed. Baseball manager had high blood pressure and an ulcer, went to see his doctor for a checkup. Doctor said, okay, here's what you need to do. Don't get excited. Don't get mad. And no matter what, you have got to forget about baseball when you're off the field. Then he added, by the way, how come you let the pitcher bat yesterday with the tying run on second and two men out in the ninth?
Yeah, forget about baseball, though.
Congratulations to the Oregon Beavers. Incredible
Oregon
College.
State.
Yeah, incredible College World Series there. Some baseball action.
All right.
All right. Back to the questions. I'm going to have to add a question, and this kind of fits in on, you know, JJ's nitroglycerin story, I think. It's a true-false question. And here it is. Carrots can be used as one of the ingredients in dynamite. Is that true or false? Carrots can be used as one of the ingredients in dynamite. For my other two questions remaining, in the Old Testament, what was the name of the mountain that was called the Mountain of God? And question number three, what is the New York City mayor's residence called? Has a pretty famous name. New York City mayor's residence. What's it called?
Here's what I've got. Black Corinth, Concord, and Thompson seedless are varieties of what fruit? Black Corinth, Concord, and Thompson seedless are varieties of what fruit? Second question, true or false? 1985, after a bad call from the umpire, the organist played three blind mice at a Phillies game and got ejected by the umpire. Is that true or false?
That's awesome.
And then I'll add one. What color is always on top of a rainbow? Saw a rainbow just yesterday after a thunderstorm, but what color is always on top of a rainbow?
Huh. It's not Black Corinth, is it?
Not Black Corinth.
Never heard that question before.
Me either.
All right, here are my three. There are more chickens in the world than people. To borrow from JJ, is that true or false?
Which came first, chickens, the chickens or the people?
That's a secondary question. All right, number two, a Bible question. Luke wrote a gospel and the book of Acts, and both were addressed to the same man. What was his name? And a new question. What's the dumbest, domesticated animal?
The dumbest domesticated animal.
They're not proud of this.
Are they smart enough to be embarrassed, though?
That is a good question. Yeah. What is the dumbest domesticated animal? I have an answer for this. It's hard for me to believe because
anything away.
Yeah, I better stop right there. But anyway. All right, let's get back to the phone call.
Man, you wouldn't want to use those for a CNI animal because that could get you out in the middle of traffic. Four or six lanes. You go,
what in the world is this?
Gonna be what's all that noise?
Or what do you call it? Emotional? What do they call that?
Oh, yeah. The ones that help
emotional
you with
support animal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
I don't know. They want to take them on airplanes and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, and after the therapy, election, some kind a of lot therapy. Of college campuses had those pet therapy pets. Take them over in their little safe place and have them a therapy pet after they weren't happy with the presidential election.
Yeah. You took one of these on an airplane, you might meet some resistance. That's all I'm going to say about mine.
You might meet some resistance. That's a good line right there.
Not only do we not want it on the plane, that thing's dumb as a rock. All right, we go to Louisiana, and Miller is on the line. Miller, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello there. How are you?
So, Miller, is that your first name or your last name?
No, that's my middle name. My B's a junior.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
My first name's Hugh. I have a question, and then I want to try to answer one.
All right, which question you want to try to answer, Miller?
Well, I was going to try the answer with the mountain with God.
Oh, okay. Named after God. In the Old Testament, what was the name of the mountain that was called the Mountain of God?
Well, I perceive, think that it's when Abraham in Genesis 2 was going to take Isaac to crucify him, and it says that verse 14 that it's Abraham called the place God will provide. And it was in the land of Moriah, so it's either Mount Moriah or it's in the land of God, as Abraham says in verse 14.
Abraham might have called that place on Mount Moriah. God will provide. This is a mountain that is actually called the Mountain of God.
Oh,
so
okay.
Well, I mean, that's you obviously know some Old Testament, so. It was a good answer. Good try. What's your question for us?
Okay. What's the 11th commandment?
The 11th commandment. Is this according to Ronald Reagan?
That's good. I know what you're talking about.
No, it's according to Jesus.
Oh, okay. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to the Bible, but Ronald Reagan said the 11th commandment is Republicans should not, what is it, make fun of or criticize other Republicans. I thought that's what you were referring to. But.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. We're going to, hey, Miller, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no yet. We're going to discuss this.
Okay. If he said, according to Jesus, at one point they asked him which was the most important, which was the greatest commandment, and he said, love the Lord your God with your whole mind, soul, body, and strength. And the second is likened to the first, to love your neighbor as yourself. So love your neighbor as yourself is not in the original 10, so maybe that's what he's talking about.
All right, does that sound good, Miller?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, then I think you stumped us.
Does that have anything to do with nitroglycerin? Because that's not a good idea. Thou shalt not go out and buy nitroglycerin on the weekend.
Well, there's a lot of commandments we need to do that aren't written down. But no, and Jesus told his disciples in John 13:34, he says, a new commandment I give to you, and that's for you to love one another as I've loved you. And to love one another, that way the world will know that you're mine by your love for each other. But it's
yeah,
that's a good way to put that. The 11th commandment.
That is excellent. What you
said, though. Excellent. Well, that's a new commandment. It's the only other one I know of in the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, and Miller, unfortunately, it's yet another one we don't often obey. So
yeah, hello. They will know we are Christians by our love. Thanks,
all right,
Miller.
Thank you, Miller. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. That's some good Bible lessons right there.
Yes.
Shall we continue, Tim?
I think so.
All right. Indiana. That's where we're going. Florence is on the line. Florence, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, Florence.
Where in Indiana do you live, Florence?
In Logan Sport.
Okay. Which station do you listen to? Do you know?
I'd like to get.
Okay. Wonderful. We have a lot of great listeners in the Hoosier State.
Right.
Anyway, what's your question? Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I was going to answer one, but it's already taken. But JJ, what was the fruit?
The fruit is Black Corinth, Concord, and Thompson Seedless are varieties of what fruit, Florence?
Well, I know Concord is a grape.
So you want to say, is that your answer, grapes?
Yeah, I'm going to say fruit.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's
grapes. It is grapes.
That's right. Nicely done. Black Corinth, Concord, and Thompson.
Is that
Seedless.
The only three kinds?
No, there are more varieties, but those are just
common.
Three common varieties of grapes.
Excellent. Excellent
Nicely
job,
Nicely done.
Florence. You want to ask us a question? What is your question for us?
What do you call a sleeping bull?
What do you call a sleeping bull?
Wasn't that the name of one of those Indian chiefs?
He was sitting, but hadn't quite fallen asleep yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Sleeping bull.
Changed his name.
That was his brother.
This is a joke.
I would guess,
and I've heard this, but
I would say you don't want to call a sleeping bull. You just let him sleep.
Oh, bulldozer. It's a bulldozer.
Oh, a bulldozer.
That's right. It's a bulldozer.
Way to go, JJ. Got a sleeping bull, bulldozer.
You know what you call a cow with no legs, Florence? Ground beef.
I guess.
Ground beef. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you call them, they're not going to come. But ground beef is the answer.
I think that's the other one I was trying to think of, but I couldn't think of it.
Well, Florence, you got the bulldozer in there.
Right. Florence, I've got to say, I hope you don't take offense at this, but with you and JJ sitting at the same table, we'd be all eating a lot of corn. I just got to say that. You and JJ both.
Florence, you and I need to take this show on the road.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to answer the one about the Crisco, but, you know, they say that lard is bad for you. They used to say eggs is bad for you, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So,
you know, they did. Remember back in the 70s?
They changed it every 6 months.
Eggs. Cholesterol bad, and then my doctor told me the other day, "Hey, eat two eggs in the morning."
Yeah,
really, that's his recommendation for breakfast. I'm going, "Wow, man, things have sure changed."
Yeah, So man, maybe we should put lard back on the
It'll come back around.
Yeah.
You know, it'll come back around as healthy for you.
Thanks, Flores.
Appreciate
Flores,
it.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Tim,
you said earlier about the, if you brought that animal, tried to bring that animal on a plane, it would be met with resistance.
Yes.
It made me think of this guy who was riding his bicycle, and he parked his bicycle right there in front of the U.S. Capitol. And the U.S. Capitol police came over there and said, whoa, 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 said, you can't leave that bicycle here. He said, this corridor, you see this corridor right here? This is just for U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators. And the guy said, oh, no. He said, don't worry about that. He said, I locked my bicycle.
Hey, let's repeat our questions.
That's a great idea, Tim, right there. Let's do that. Here's my first one. Carrots can be used as one of the ingredients in dynamite. Is that true or false? Bible question, in the Old Testament, what was the name of the mountain that was called the Mountain of God? And third question, what is the New York City mayor's residence called? Pretty famous name.
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? 1985, after a bad call from the umpire, the organist at a Phillies game played three blind mice and got ejected from the umpire. Is that true or false? Second question, what color is always on top of a rainbow? What color is always on top of a rainbow? And then I'll add one with Independence Day being next Wednesday. This is multiple choice. How many founding fathers signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? Was it A, 2, B, 4, or C, 6? How many founding fathers signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? 2, 4, or 6?
I don't know the answer to that. That's a great question.
There are more chickens in the world than people. Is this true or false? That's my first question. There are more chickens in the world than people. True or false? Number two.
That explains our lack of bravery nationwide.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, Luke wrote a gospel and the book of Acts, and both were addressed to the same man. What was his name? Everybody got that?
Yes.
Question. And number three, what's the dumbest the dumbest domesticated animal? What is the dumbest domesticated animal? Want to know the answer to that question?
I think the dogs at my house are going to be right up there at the near the top of the list.
It's not dogs.
Some dumb animals, man. Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's not a smart one in the bunch. I'm just telling
you. Talking about yours?
They're idiots.
How many you got?
Well, actually, technically, I don't have them. My wife has them, but since I'm living there.
Right, how many?
We've got, let's see.
You mean you have to think about it?
Yeah, I do. We have 5 little ones inside
what?
And 1 big one. He's kind of the outside
dog. Is that
dog.
That giant Pyrenees?
Yeah, Great Pyrenees.
Okay, Great Pyrenees.
And I do like him. He's not necessarily the brightest thing in the world, but he has kept politicians away. Jehovah's Witnesses away. He has served a purpose. He's worth the 50 pounds of food I give him, buy him a week.
Here's the deal. I wanted to go on one of them Holy Land trips with Tim Wildman. And he said, well, we can go to the Holy Land, and for a little extra money, we can stop in Rome. I said, no, I want to go to Greece and see the Great Pyrenees. Well, he never did get back with me. And he kept my deposit.
The Great Pyrenees of Greece.
Was that right off the top of your head?
Yeah. Yes.
That's funny, man. That's good stuff.
All right, back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go to Oklahoma. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, guys. Hey.
Good morning.
How we doing today?
We're doing great,
doing
Mike.
Great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
Let's try both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
Okay. One of the first ones was about the Mountain of God.
All right. In the Old Testament, what was the name of the mountain that was called the Mountain of God?
That'd be Horeb, which is best known by Mount Sinai.
That is absolutely correct.
Nicely done, Mike.
Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai, those are used interchangeably.
Do you have a reference, scripture reference?
Yes,
for that?
I do. For Mount Horeb, Exodus chapter 3, 1. It is later identified as Sinai in 34, verse 2.
Good stuff. Way to go, Mike. What's your question for us?
Okay, here it is. Now, I expect you to get this one. Okay, a man leaves home, and he makes three left turns. He arrives back home only to face two men wearing masks. Who are those two men?
Mike, I love these baseball questions. Thank you for that. Right here on the heels of the College World Series. Yeah, that is a guy running those bases.
JJ, and man,
that was great. Those lefts, and he meets the two guys, the masked men, of course, the catcher
and the umpire. Wow, that is a great question, Mike. You had me.
Excellent.
I was sitting there thinking, man, is he talking about is leaving your driveway one of the lefts?
I wasn't thinking baseball. That's good.
And here's the thing about the umpire. He had high blood pressure and an ulcer, but he got some really good advice from his doctor. Don't get excited. Don't get mad. Don't think about the game
about
when you're
baseball.
Off the field.
I don't think Arkansas fans want to think about baseball today.
Oh. Hey, that, wow. that pitcher.
Well, I thought about answering that one about the three blind mice. I know that one, too. But
Do you know that one?
I think I heard that when that happened.
Really?
Broadcast.
Back in 1985. Well, on that game, amazing about the pitcher for the Beavers who won the World Series last night. This time last year, he was in high school. He and his family were watching the World Series on TV. Last night, he dismissed 20 batters in a row. He is a freshman, and he's on that big of a stage. The College World Series.
A complete game.
Arguably winning the game.
Cool as a cucumber, too.
Yeah, and the catcher did such a super job, too.
But Arkansas should have won that.
Oh, my word. Down to one strike.
Yeah.
One strike and a little bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop,
just goes
foul
to show
ball.
You.
Yeah.
Foul.
Not anyway. Out, a little final out.
That's
yep.
right.
Right, right.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, brother.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
You talk about a shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Oh, the rest of their lives they'll think about that. Oh, yeah, we could have been the world champions, World Series winners.
Caught a foul ball.
We were watching at the house. My wife's a bigger baseball fan than me. She said, oh, that poor, and she named what person on the field, you know, maybe caused that to happen. Three guys ran over there to get the ball. But she said, and their poor mama, their friend,
she said
they're just going to always.
Yeah, but
you know.
I still love you, sweetie.
I know, but they.
You're still a champion to me.
It's just a heartbreak.
They were hustling as hard as they could. They were going as fast. You can't fault the efforts. It's one of those things.
Who's played ball? I've got it. I've got it. And it's like four people coming up to the four-way stop. Yeah. You're not completely sure who's going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sorry, Razorback fans, to make you relive.
It would have been their first championship, and they were within a whisker. And the other guys, this was like their fourth time, I think, to win it.
Arkansas is a great team.
Great team.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Georgia this time. Doug is on the line. Doug, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Well, thank you,
Doug. Yeah, I'm sorry, Ed.
Appreciate it. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Doug?
I'm going to do both, gentlemen.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I would like to answer Professor JJ's rainbow question.
Here's the question, Doug. What color is always on top of a rainbow?
That would be red.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Right. I did not know that.
Red?
Yeah. I didn't know it until I saw it, and I thought, you know, we've been looking at that since we were kids, seeing it in a coloring book, and never even thought about it.
Are the other colors always in the same order?
I don't know that.
That would be a good question.
Yes, they are.
They
are always in the same order. Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Yeah. What's the abbreviation or the acronym for that, or?
Roy G. Biv.
You got some help from that law firm once, didn't you?
I did after an accident. Yeah. I hurt myself with some nitroglycerin. So
I have to thank my seventh grade science teacher, Mrs. McGinnis.
McGinnis planted those seeds, and here it was able to help you out all these years later on national radio with a correct answer.
Yes, sir.
Teachers, we can't overstate the importance of the job they do.
Although Tim refused to name his teacher that he was talking about earlier, you honored yours,
right.
Mrs. McGinnis.
Right. Well,
Angry algebra teacher in summer school with no air conditioning back in the 70s.
Right.
Nobody was happy to be there.
She didn't want to be there.
All right, Doug, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm hoping for some extra credit because I want to ask a fireworks question since we're coming up on the 4th of July.
Okay.
So the earliest dated fireworks dates back to the 7th century in what country?
All right. Now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no yet. We're going to discuss it. I'm thinking China. I think, didn't the Chinese invent fireworks?
I remember, I'm not sure about the original language, but the original statement tied to that was, hey, y'all, watch this. And Bubba, whatever Bubba
is in Chinese.
Wasn't there something called a Chinese whistler?
A lot of that stuff went back to
China. Well,
that's
the painting. Isn't that the painting, that famous American painting?
Chinese whistler?
Chinese whistler? Chinese whistler's mother or something, I think.
Hey, I'm going to say China.
All right, you got China? Okay?
I say China.
All right, Doug, we're going to go with China.
Well, I hope I get extra credit for giving y'all an easy question because you got it correct.
Good. Okay, all right. Well, what kind of let's just cut to the chase here, Doug. What kind of extra credit are you looking for?
Free T-shirt.
I was thinking he wanted his associate degree at Learning University. We could make that happen quickly.
All right, Doug, for the only time today, so no one else call and ask this, we are going to grant your request because we do still have some T-shirts left. We had a listener who bought 8 T-shirts. We have now given away 5. He bought 8 T-shirts and said we should give them away anytime we wanted. And you were bold enough to ask, so you're going to get a free T-shirt. How's that?
Hey, Doug, you got to promise this, though. We haven't given this out with a caveat before, but I'm going to. You got to promise to never sell this at a yard sale for a quarter because our pictures are on this thing.
Never.
All right, now, folks, we're going to do this for Doug.
I'm proud to wear that shirt.
We're going to do this for Doug, but don't anyone else call and try to get us to give a free T-shirt. It's just we had some of those left over.
Call manipulation.
Well, it could be, or it could be just, you know, the biblical adage, you have not because you ask not.
I don't think that applies here.
All right, Doug. Hey, Doug, we're going to put you on hold, so don't go anywhere, and Cindy Roberts is going to get your name and address and size and all that kind of information, okay?
You're going to get personal.
Yes, sir. Thank you, professors.
All right. Thank you, Doug. So we do have a difference of opinion on what was motivating Doug there and how – whether he should have got that
T-shirt. He wanted a free
T-shirt,
and he did. Gonna, yeah, but you ask him, what do you want?
Yeah, I just you let's know, just spell it out.
Right out.
I just think.
What's chase, if you cut to it? What is it?
What exactly? Cut to the chase?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's a credit card, but I don't know.
What's
about
in your wallet?
Finance and banking. Yeah, that's somebody. That's Dan
so,
Sylvia.
So you cut to the chase, nobody, what?
I don't know where that expression comes from.
I figure you know, JJ. Chase.
Well, I just read this morning. Rule of thumb, well, that's kind of, there was actually a law on the books, you couldn't beat your wife with anything wider than your thumb.
What?
Yeah,
really?
That's where we get rule of thumb.
You couldn't beat your wife with anything wider than your thumb?
Yeah.
But you could beat your wife?
Yeah, that was on the books. I was just reading that just this morning.
In America?
I don't know if it was America or maybe in Europe. But a lot of those old expressions, you know, they come from dark sayings. Just like the little kids singing Ring Around the Posy. That's pretty twisted.
Yeah, so, well, some of us, let me just tell you this, some of us would never try because our wives would beat us with something wider than a thumb.
Yeah, or turn 5 dogs loose on you.
that's right.
All right, we will be back in 5 minutes. We got the news, and then we're kind of going to come back with another 25 minutes of Learning University, so don't go anywhere.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.